Triumphant women show key leadership lessons. Women are underrepresented in high-level positions across various industries globally. However, those who do make it to the top can play a crucial role in mentoring and promoting gender equality for other women on their way up. Women's stories of overcoming challenges and creating their paths to leadership show us the qualities leaders need. These include courage, resilience, adaptability, and vulnerability. Fearless courage for difficult jobs. Leaders must be brave to persevere in dangerous situations. Sonia Gosar-Quirit, director of UNESCO, was the first woman to successfully lead an Asian Development Bank project mission in Cambodia. Additionally, she became the first woman and social scientist to oversee the Bangladesh National Water Policy and Management Plan. Quirit first noticed gender inequality during a visit to the Ivory Coast to study her doctoral thesis. After launching ECI Consulting Incorporated, a company designed to finance and provide solutions for global development issues, she decided to incorporate an analysis of gender relations into every project she managed. A courageous challenge in Cambodia. In 1997, Quirit faced a significant test of courage during her 8-month project with the Asian Development Bank in Cambodia. Her job was to put into action a $50 million loan program aimed at providing jobs for military veterans, disabled individuals, and women. She chose Cambodia because the country was in the midst of violent turmoil caused by the remnants of the Khmer Rouge movement and its leader, Pol Pot. His regime systematically destroyed the country's history, killed educated people, and caused starvation among overworked citizens. Quirit tackled extreme challenges when she had to build infrastructure from scratch with little to no resources. She had to communicate with citizens who didn't trust the government or each other. Her team had to travel with armed guards because she was a prime target for Pol Pot's retribution. Amid witnessing the dire conditions of Cambodian families and facing constant fear and risk, Quirit found the courage to keep going. Her mission helped many Cambodians achieve financial security and access to education, endure changes and setbacks with resilience. Sisu is a Finnish term that describes the stoic attitude needed to keep going even when you feel like giving up. It's the inner strength required to handle life's ups and downs with resilience. Rebecca Riv Goldman, who serves as the SVP and General Counsel at Optimist Solutions in Milwaukee, exemplifies Sisu. Goldman started her career in Johnson & Johnson's McNeil Consumer Products Division. Her first major challenge was during the 1982 Chicago Tylenol murders, where someone poisoned Tylenol bottles with potassium cyanide, resulting in consumer deaths. Tylenol responded by creating safer packaging for their products, a standard still used today. Goldman played a key role, and Johnson & Johnson was commended for their crisis management, career, and family decision. Goldman's resilience during the Tylenol incident positioned her for a major promotion. However, despite her recent marriage and her husband's family business in Springfield, Illinois, she opted to move there and start a family. Uncertain about what this drastic change would bring, she found joy and optimism in motherhood after having 2 children. Goldman eventually returned to work at an insurance company where she expanded her knowledge of financial planning and marketing. Following the sale of her husband's family business and their relocation to Springfield, Ohio, Goldman assumed the role of Vice President of Strategic Planning at a different insurance company. The couple faced a tough challenge when their son Michael was diagnosed with autism. Back in the 1990s, autistic kids were often sent to institutions because experts believed they couldn't learn past the 3rd grade level. But Michael's mom, Goldman, knew better. She believed he belonged in a regular classroom with extra support. Even though the law agreed with her, the school boss and her lawyer said no, but Goldman wasn't backing down. She decided to become a lawyer herself to fight for her son's right to education. Legal triumph for inclusive education. In 1993, during her 2nd year of law school, she successfully argued and won the case of Michael W. Goldman v. Centerville School District. This victory established an important precedent, ensuring that autistic children have the right to attend public schools. Goldman earned her law degree, joined GE, and became its general counsel within just 7 years. During her time at GE, she collaborated with some of the top lawyers in corporate America. Throughout her career, she took joy in guiding many other women in leadership, motivating them with her history of determined action in the face of change, paved the way by overcoming challenges. Each step a woman takes up the corporate ladder helps her company become more accepting of all women. However, many women who paved the way for today's more inclusive corporate culture did so by adapting and behaving like men in male-dominated professions. Lisa Pint, a client partner and head of diversity and inclusion in capital markets at Cognizant in New York, faced challenges adapting to male-dominated Wall Street in the 1980s. On her first day at Merrill Lynch, she encountered gender discrimination. She wore a pantsuit to the office, but her boss told her to go home and dress more appropriately. She encountered more misogyny, arrogance, and sexist behavior. For instance, she had to work late one evening unnecessarily while her male co-workers reacted loudly to pornography they were watching in the office space they all shared. During that period, women who complained to HR weren't taken seriously and were often punished. Rather than speak up, she decided to keep a low profile, protect her reputation, and slowly rise from analyst to senior vice president. Proud of her professional achievements, she left Wall Street to work in consulting at Thomson Reuters, from family life to career success. Pint married and started a family before joining a top accounting firm. Later, she moved into technology and now works at Cognizant, which has a great work environment that values diversity and inclusion. Today, Pint regrets not being more assertive in facing discrimination earlier in her career. However, she acknowledges that her flexibility might have helped her climb the corporate ladder. Pint was cautious in her choices and consistently kind. She maintained a strategic approach, avoiding emotions, while dealing with the challenges of gender discrimination and learning what was best for her success. Her experiences and efforts have paved a smoother path for other women. Pause, reflect, learn wisely. Successful leaders pause and evaluate their actions during conflicts. They rely on others for information to understand what's happening around them. Their problem-solving abilities provide valuable lessons, and one way to learn from them is to create a group of mentors. Elaine Dorward King, an environmental scientist, found that her leadership greatly benefited from having a trusted network of colleagues. She has directed several major global mining companies, including Newmont Mining Corporation, Richards Bay Minerals, and the Rio Tinto Group. Dorward King also played a key role in the mining industry's efforts to develop conservation practices, improve sustainability in mining communities, and set top-notch standards for health and safety. From agriculture to mining, Dorward King started her journey in agricultural biotechnology at Monsanto. She then switched to environmental consulting in Seattle before diving into the mining industry with Kennecott Corporation in Salt Lake City, Utah. Joining the Rio Tinto Group, she championed research on how copper mining affects the environment. Her dedication took her around the globe, ensuring health, safety, and environmental sustainability at all Rio Tinto mines. Eventually, she took on the role of managing director at Richards Bay Minerals in South Africa. Jean Dorward King left Rio Tinto after 20 years to join Newmont Mining Corporation when a long-term colleague offered her a job there. She served as Newmont's executive vice president for sustainability and external relations for 6.5 years. This role tested her ability to network and understand complicated situations. Political turmoil threatens Newmont's HSE program. For 5 years, Dorward King meticulously built a portfolio to integrate health, safety, and environmental regulations for her company's growth. Suddenly, an internal power struggle jeopardized her efforts, risking the stability of Newmont's HSE functions. Known for her strategic thinking, she relied on her network of trusted colleagues and mentors. They suggested she commission a third-party study, which confirmed that her original portfolio was the company's safest and most productive option. Her success stemmed from her careful analysis, seeking advice, and developing a strategy before acting. Dorward King recognized what she didn't know and appreciated the value of accepting assistance. Lead with vulnerability, authenticity, honesty, and transparency. As a leader, everyone's eyes are on you, even when you're feeling exposed. These moments of vulnerability aren't setbacks, they're growth opportunities. Iram Shah learned an important lesson about being vulnerable, which influenced her journey to becoming a respected leader today. She advises CEOs and serves on various boards of directors. As senior vice president, she spearheaded the digital transformation at Schneider Electric and held senior roles in Fortune 100 companies across four different industries. From Peshawar to the world, Shah's journey of empowerment. Shah grew up in Peshawar, Pakistan, where women often married young and lacked freedom. However, she defied expectations by choosing a business career. Despite being the only woman in her business college, she persevered and eventually completed the advanced management program at Harvard Business School. Shah played a significant role in shaping brands like Gatorade and Coca-Cola and held top executive positions at Zurich Financial and British Petroleum. Shah's life took a sudden turn when her 18-year-old daughter Sonia passed away in a car accident. Shah's deep sadness showed her vulnerability to her friends. She sought help and advice from them and her family and decided to take action and make something good out of something tragic. Empower women in rural Pakistan. Before Sonia passed away, Shah was involved in constructing a school for women in rural Pakistan. After her death, the Sonia Shah organization completed the school. It provides students with electricity, computers, uniforms, and clean water. The school serves 200 students, with 75% of them being girls. More than 200 women who graduated from the organization's vocational center have become financially independent. Shah set up scholarships for girls to study in the United States and started the Sonia Shah Young Ambassadors Program. This program teaches young women to be influential leaders. Despite her grief, Shah honors her daughter's life by fulfilling Sonia's dream of empowering girls and women through education. Hardships nurture crucial leadership skills. These profiles show the difficult side of falling and a truthful view of what it takes to recover. Women who demonstrate courage, resilience, adaptability, strategic thinking, and vulnerability paint a clear, inspiring picture of what it takes to succeed. They show how to push through tough times, face challenges head-on, and think about how your actions can motivate other women. Key points. 1. Overcoming challenges with courage, resilience, and adaptability is crucial for leadership. 2. Leading with vulnerability and authenticity promotes growth and connection. 3. Successful leaders pause, reflect, and learn from conflicts. 4. Building a supportive network of mentors is essential for leadership. 5. Accepting change and setbacks with resilience is a valuable leadership skill. 6. Paving the way for others by overcoming challenges promotes gender equality. 7. Strategic thinking and seeking advice before acting are keys to leadership success.